KC2NVM monitoring.
This is KC2PCB. Good morning, Mr. KC2NVM.
Good morning, Travis. I managed to install a different antenna last night, so we'll see how well that works today.
Okay, so I expect it to work well right out of the gate. Assuming that you're leaving from your home QTH, and then we'll see how the signal goes as it progresses as you get closer to work. And then I would also say, how does Brad receive you now? If he's on, how do you make them a full trip this way? All right, some good tests this morning. What's different about this antenna?
This is the antenna that was tuned for W2SO's repeater from my mobile rig 100 years ago. It's also about 2 foot taller.
Okay. Is this a base-loaded antenna and has the coil all down at the base, or is this a dual-band antenna and it has a coil in the middle?
Base-loaded, nothing in the middle. It's a big whip and bare metal coming out the mag mount.
Okay, sounds good. And you're sounding good, so no issues there. Yeah, that'll be good for wind load, especially if you are still using your mag mount. And let's put it to the test. So speaking of that project then, you said you had a mobile rig that you were still looking to install. How's that going?
There don't seem to be enough hours in the day for me to get anything accomplished. My brother turned 60 yesterday, so we had a soiree for him, a surprise party at Santora's on Transit out by Transit Lanes. So we were out there for quite a while.
Yeah, geographically, my head was bouncing all over when you said that. You said a surprise party. I'm envisioning someone's house, and then you said Santora's on Transit, and for some reason my mind went to the Santora's down by Clinton, and then over by Transit Lanes, boom, we bounced to the other end of town. And I have not been in that location since it was Frog Hair, right? Is that what they used to call it?
Frog Hair is correct. That used to be the golf simulator place. It's gigantic inside, the pizza was good, the wings were great, and the drinks were cold.
So do they still have the golf simulators in there, or does that leave with the Frog Hair business? Obviously, Frog Hair relates to golf, but I'm sure that brought in quite a few people.
No golf simulators. This is strictly a sports bar that serves everything else, but no golf. I don't even think there's a golf club in the building.
Yeah, it was I don't know. I'll just tell the story. When we had the guys from TJN a couple years ago, there was a handful of them that had a handful of them in for training. And I had a couple of the guys that I was training back in the cell there. And those guys, some of the operations folks, because they had operations folks in too, so ours and theirs, we went to Santora's over at the mall, and we had pizza, wings, and fries, and, you know, the food was good, but for some reason, I thought those fries were just amazing, and they had this, like, crispy coating, but they were still sort of, like, you know, steamy and moist inside, cooked, but good, potatoy inside, and I really enjoyed them. I mentioned that to Lynn, and it took a while for us to get back there, but I was like, okay, let's go seek out these fries this one day, and we went to Santora's on Transit, and come to find out they don't they don't have the same menu. They're a different Santoris, not affiliated with the other one. So we were disappointed, but we had a meal there. And then there was one day I was off during the day, work, and we were out that way. And I'm like, Lynn, let's stop at Santoris at the mall and see if we can recreate that. And we ate a lot of food that day. We got like a single order of wings, a personal, those small pizzas, and an order of fries. And we just split all three of them. It was a lot of food, but those fries were not the same. I don't know what was special about that day, but it wasn't recreated, which is unfortunate. I know a lot of places do that. Yeah, they change their fries. Wendy's changed their fries. Burger King has changed their fries over the years. I guess it is what it is. Anyways, I'll break and see if anyone else wants to jump in there. Otherwise, I'll hand it back to you, Jeff. K2PCB.
It seems a lot of places are trying to go for the low-calorie option when it comes to French fries. They're trying to make us healthier, but by making an inferior product. So, KC2NVM.
I will admit, I do like those, and I don't know if I recall who makes them. It's a freezer item. You can get them at Tops, Wegmans. Those, like, cauliflower tots. I think they have the broccoli tots, too, but the cauliflower tots are not bad if you cook them and get a good crisp on them, cook them in air fryer or something. And then I like to drizzle a little bit of Heinz 57 sauce, not ketchup, but the 57 sauce. But I'm sure between the amount of them that I would eat, even though it's not a big bag, I'd eat most of them. And then that sauce I'm drizzling on there, it's probably not that much healthier than, restaurants or takeaway fries.
Yeah, it's amazing how you take something pretty innocuous like broccoli fries or cauliflower fries, and then you drip stuff on them, ranch, whatever, barbecue sauce, just to make them edible, and then the health stuff goes out the window. But my wife buys into that.
Yeah, it sounds like your wife might have it figured out. I know Lynn and I do not. We do drown a lot of our food in hot salt sauces and sugary things, and we try to do a little better on the sugar. But we're bad. So yesterday I thought I did pretty good. Lynn made some Italian sausage patties with everyone talking about the corn festival and the fair coming up. She bought Italian sausage. She made a bunch of them. I was questioning why she made them all at once. She made a couple meals worth. And she just wanted to get it done and over with. Made a bunch of peppers and onions. And so I had that yesterday. And I ended up taking my sausage patty, putting it on, actually two of them, put it on two tortillas, sausage patty, peppers and onions, and melted buffalo wing cheese slices on top of that, and then a spiral of mustard, and like just ate it open face. That was pretty good. And tonight I'll put it on a roll, make it a little more fare-like. But that's our that was my way of eating healthy by not eating the roll yesterday, but then I ate a salad and drowned it in Catalina dressing, which is, it's Catalina light, but I put extra on it to get the extra flavor and probably more sugar. Yeah, anyway, little by little do what I can. So, now that I'm getting closer to work, I guess the question is how is that antenna doing? Are you still hearing me?
I am. Everything's coming in. I'm just starting to get a little touch of the noisemaker antenna. I'm coming up on Broadway and School Street, so I'm just stuck at the light right now. But I can pretty much guarantee that the antenna is going to be affecting me a little bit.
You know, it's funny that Ross used to talk about that noise there coming through the village. The mobile that I have, I haven't put back in the truck yet, is a Kenwood TMB7A. It's an oldie. It's an oldie but a goodie. It's got a nice blue screen. It should be cool. Detachable face. It was really good for its time. And I'd like to put it back in. The only thing that, well, I won't get into the reasons why I haven't put it in yet, but I noticed the corner of the screen, the display is starting to get a little white because it's white letters with a blue background, and so it's starting to fade back there. Anyway, yeah, that was a pretty good radio, but I never experienced that interference coming through the village. It was always very, very quiet. It didn't really pick up much outside of the frequency that you were listening on, and it was filtering that noise. So that's one thing. One kudos for that radio, if nothing else.
Yeah, that was all static. I could get blips, but that was all static. I just passed the antenna, so maybe I'm on the other side of it. But, yeah, it was all static, that last transmission.
Okay. Brad, did you make it in there this morning? This is K2PCB.
K2PCB, this is KE2GEQ. Yes, I did. I've been listening to you guys. I guess Jeff's got a new antenna. I think I picked him up around the same spot that I typically do. When he was sitting at School Street and Broadway, he was definitely very, very clear at that point.
I'm currently Central, towards PCB.
Quality of his signal. It seemed to me like it was doing well, and I even as he was saying that he was not hearing me, it was still getting him in there, even if there was a little bit of noise in the signal. It wasn't too bad. And I'm glancing over. I'm looking at a tree hanging down in the Jim Lally Park there, and it looks like the leaves at the bottom are yellow. And I think maybe that that branch, maybe something cracked or something, and that section is dying and the leaves are turning yellow. Man, I was thinking, holy cow, are the leaves turning already? Shouldn't be. It's not getting cold. Anyway. So, yeah, Ross is off today. This is only the second day I think I made it in here in the morning. You guys are going to the fair tomorrow. It should be fun. I know a lot of people were talking about going to the fair last night. And, yeah, I know Eddie was going. I'll have to see what he thought of it.
Yeah, definitely the fair tomorrow. I'm not sure what time we're leaving yet. Hopefully. But it should be another good day. We'll have to find out when I can pick up Jeff, how soon I can pick him up compared to the other times in tomorrow or the next week.
So is your trip to the fair a whole family affair? You're taking the grandkids and making a day of it? And is it just the grandkids or is it just the two of you? And it's funny I mentioned the leaves because there is what looked like a goose flying south. My goodness. I hate, you know, I'm talking about the fair, you know, the leaves changing colors, so I think it's tree damage. And then to see a bird flying south, all indicators marking end of summer. This is too early.
Tomorrow will be my daughter, my son-in-law, and the grandkids, and his parents. We've been doing that as a annual thing for a number of years now. We all go to the fair on one day. I've noticed a lot of leaves on the ground, a lot of brown leaves. I think because it's been so dry, the trees are dropping some of their leaves.
Ah, that could be. I don't normally notice it. And I don't always notice the leaves. I see the yellows, but I don't see the reds. Yeah. So let's see if Jeff can make it in from his location here now that he's designated in the parking lot and stationary. See if that works any better for him.
Good morning. I have one of the trees down in my the bowl of my yard already turning red. I thought it was like sunlight coming through, and it turns out it's the red leaves.
Okay, maybe maybe your heat theory is correct there, Brad. And you're coming in really good. You're definitely making it better into Ross's node now than when you were traveling. There's good line of sight from here.
For some reason, both Ross and Jeff, I don't pick up until they're like near Bowen on Broadway or in that vicinity. I know that Ross usually comes down Erie Street. That's where I start to pick everybody up. I don't know if it's just the location of my antenna being low to the ground. I really do need to get that up in the air somehow. And just where it's at, that might be it.
We'll have to do range testing. We give a location every time I transmit.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. That way I can figure out when I can pick you up, and then if I make any changes, how that helps.
Yeah, and a completely different topic. My boss was up at the on the Bruce Peninsula up by Lake Huron last weekend for I don't want to call it a family reunion, but they do this meetup with some of their family at a cottage up there, a cottage that's in the family. And he was showing me this picture of the sunset, and there was like this orange dot for the sun out in the haze looking over the water there. And it looks pretty cool. A lot of times when you take pictures like that with your phone, it isn't all that impressive, but it was cool. I look back in my mirror here now, looking at the sun rising, and it reminds me of the picture that he had showed me where I got that orange dot, you know, a little bit of clouds back there, and you can look right at the sun. Not as clean as I had seen so many months ago. I don't know if the wildfires are happening again, but I remember there was like this really yellowy, but not too bright. I may have been telling you about it, Brad. You can look right at it, sort of sun coming up, and it's similar today. It's kind of cool. But I've got 644, so I should make this my final. So I'll say 73. I assume I'll talk to you tomorrow. And if not, enjoy the fair. And I'll talk to you guys soon. This is KTPCB 73.
Also, 73 is KC2NVMCL tomorrow.
73 is to both of you. This is K2GDQ, clear, and listening for any calls.